하나님 말씀 로마서 16장 25절로 27절.
The word of God is Romans chapter 20, 16 verses 25-27. We read it all together in one voice.
나의 복음과 예수 그리스도를 전파함은 영세전부터 감추어졌다가 이제는 나타내신 바 되었으며 영원하신 하나님의 명을 따라 선지자들의 글로 말미암아 모든 민족이 믿어 순종하게 하시려고 알게 하신 바 그 신비의 계시를 따라 된 것이니 이 복음으로 너희를 능히 경고하게 하실 지혜로우신 하나님께 예수 그리스도로 말미암아 영광이 세세무궁하도록 있을지어다. 아멘. 저는 이번 렘넌트 집회를 통해서 최고의 은혜를 받았습니다.
The recent World Remnant Conference, I received the greatest grace.
오랜만에 눈물을 흘리면서 감동도 받았습니다.
And I also was deeply touched, shedding even some tears as well.
시편 110편 1절로 3절 말씀처럼 보좌의 축복이 나타나는 것을 확인했습니다.
And just as it says in Psalm 110:1-3, I was able to confirm the blessings of the throne of the Lord being revealed and manifested.
주의 권능의 날 원수들이 발판되는 것을 느꼈습니다.
And I was able to really sense and feel that the day of the Lord's might was being revealed, where all of the enemies were being scattered.
무엇보다도 새벽 이슬 같은 렘넌트들이 즐겁게 헌신하는 것이 너무 감동적이었습니다.
And especially it was deeply touching seeing the devotion of our remnants who are like the dew of our youth.
이 큰 은혜의 잔치를 마쳤는데 지금부터가 문제입니다.
And now we've ended this great festival of God's grace and starting now is the real issue.
오늘 유 목사님이 제목을 주셨습니다.
Reverend, you gave us a title for today's sermon.
같이 한번 읽어볼까요?
We'll read it all together in one voice.
렘넌트 운동의 이후 과제. 예, 지금부터가 과제입니다.
So starting now is the assignment that we have left ahead of us.
이게 유광수 목사님의 안타까운 마음이에요.
And I do believe that this is a heart of great frustration that Reverend Yu harbors.
세상 틀을 바꾸는 요셉, 모세, 바울 같은 렘넌트를 하나님이 기다리고 계십니다.
Because right now what God is waiting for are the remnants like Joseph, Moses and Paul who are able to change the frame of the world.
그런데 문제는 렘넌트가 예배가 안 되고 개인 기도가 안 되는 렘넌트가 너무 많아요.
But the problem is that there are all too many remnants who are not able to have worship take place, who are not able to enjoy personal prayer taking place either.
이런 렘넌트를 그냥 렘넌트 집회만 하고 그대로 방치해 둘 것인가?
So are we just going to leave neglected these remnants who are in this state following the World Remnant Conference?
이들을 어떻게 관리하고 제자로 양육할 것인가? 이것이 과제라니까요.
How can we manage them? How can we raise them up as disciples? Now that is our assignment.
그래서 237 센터를 통해서 일곱 렘넌트 같은 과거, 현재, 미래의 제자들이 세워져야 될 것입니다.
And that's why at the 237 center we must raise up the disciples like the seven remnants who are able to transform the past, the present and the future.
오늘 본문 말씀처럼 감추인 것이 나타나는 CVDIP를 갖게 해야 할 것입니다.
And we must have them be equipped with the mystery that has been revealed and from long ages past which is in today's passage.
세계 렘넌트가 무너지지 않도록 어떻게 관리하고 챙겨야 될 것인가?
And so how can we continue to manage and look after our remnants so that the remnants of the world will not falter?
유 목사님 말씀 그대로입니다. 어떻게 관리하고 챙겨야 될 것인가?
These are exactly the words of Reverend Yu. How will we be able to, how can we manage the remnants? How can we look over them and be responsible for them?
렘넌트는 관리하고 챙겨야 됩니다.
So in other words, remnants are the subjects for us to look over and to also take care of and manage.
우리 전도자들이 렘넌트를 관리하고 챙겨서 일일 삼작을 하면서 제자로 키워 나가야 한다는 것입니다.
In other words, our evangelists must look over our remnants. We must manage them and through the three masterpieces per day, we must raise them up as disciples.
그래서 지금 시작할 것에 대한 메시지를 오늘 주신 것입니다.
And that's why today he is giving to us the message about what we must begin starting now.
1번이 237과 전도자들입니다.
Number 1 reads 237 nations and the evangelists.
237 센터를 통해서 전도자들이 이 렘넌트를 관리하고 챙기는 것이 과제입니다.
It is our assignment, the assignment of the evangelists to manage and to look after the remnants through the 237 center.
그래서 237과 전도자들이 챙겨야 될 것이 마태복음 28장 16절 10절 부활 메시지를 주신 것입니다.
And so what is it, the message that God has given to us for the 237 nations and the evangelists? Matthew 28:16-20, which is a resurrection message.
이 목사님이 직접 말씀하셨어요. 부활 메시지다.
Reverend Yu referred to this himself as the resurrection message.
부활 메시지가 무엇입니까? 너희는 가서 모든 민족으로 제자를 삼아라.
What is a resurrection message? Jesus says, now go and make disciples of all nations.
볼지어다가 내가 세상 끝날까지 너희와 항상 함께 있겠다.
And behold, I will be with you always to the end of the age.
모든 민족으로 제자 삼기 위해서 주님이 항상 함께 하셔야 돼요.
In order for us to go to all nations to make disciples, the Lord must always be with us.
함께 하시면서 관리하고 챙겨야 돼요.
He must be with us and he must manage us and look after us.
일일 삼작 하루에 세 번씩이라도 전화하고 격려하고 기도하고 힘을 주면서 챙겨야 된다니까요.
Through the three masterpieces per day, at least three times a day, you must call them, contact them, send them messages so that you can continue to raise them up.
우리 한번 옆에 사람 인사합시다. 렘넌트를 챙기고 관리합시다.
So let's tell the person next to us, let's look after and manage our remnants.
좀 렘넌트를 잘 챙겨야 된단 말이 좀 다정다감하지 않습니까?
And isn't it really endearing these words that we must look after our remnants?
유 목사님이 렘넌트를 향해서 너무 애타는 마음이에요.
And that means that Reverend Yu really has a lamenting heart regarding our remnants.
관리하고 챙겨서 제자를 세워야 된다니까.
We must now manage them, look after them so that they can be raised up as disciples.
지금 시작해야 돼요.
And we must begin that now.
이 렘넌트 집회 통해서 은혜 받고 사람들이 충격을 받고 예틀을 깨고 세트를 갖추려고 할 때 제자 운동이 시작돼야 돼요.
And so we must begin this disciple movement right after the World Remnant Conference, after everybody has received grace, they received this great shock, and now they're trying to transform their old frame into the new one.
유 목사님이 주신 메시지 아무리 많은 일을 해도 제자가 없으면 부끄러운 인생이다.
This is a message the Reverend Yu has given to us. No matter how much work you carry out, if your life is devoid of disciples, then it is a shameful existence.
다니엘 12장 3절에 많은 사람을 옳은 대로 이끌어 제자 삼는 사람 별과 같이 빛나는 사람이 있고.
And even Daniel 12:3 records that all those who lead many to salvation, they will shine like stars.
제자 하나도 없는 수치를 당하고 부끄러움 당할 사람이 있다는 겁니다.
There are people like that. At the same time, there are also people who we put to shame because of a lack of disciples.
그래서 우리가 참된 행복, 참 기쁨을 누리기 위해서라도 우리는 제자 응답, 렘넌트 제자를 키워야 돼요.
And that is why, in order for us to enjoy and experience true happiness and joy, we must truly raise up the remnants and receive the answer of raising them up as disciples.
이 목사님 직접 주신 말씀입니다.
That's what Reverend Yu himself has given to us as a message.
세상에 가장 귀한 복음을 알고 나니까 전도가 이해가 되고.
He said that after coming to realize the most precious gospel in the world, he came to realize what evangelism was.
전도하다 보니까 참 기쁨, 샘솟는 기쁨, 내적 기쁨은 제자에게 있더라.
And then, after coming to realize what evangelism was, he discovered that true joy, the joy that constantly springs up, and the internal joy lies solely with the disciples.
제자가 있는 교회가 세상에서 가장 행복한 곳이다.
And the happiest place on earth is a church where there are disciples.
참 기쁨, 샘솟는 기쁨, 내적 기쁨을 누리는 제자를 세울 수 있기를 바랍니다.
And I hope and I pray that you'll be able to raise up the disciples who are the source of true joy, a joy that constantly springs up, an internal joy as well.
그래서 예수님은 처음 사역이 공생애 시작하시면서 먼저 제자를 부르세요.
And that's why this was the very first earthly ministry that Jesus conducted. As soon as he began that ministry on earth, Matthew 4:19, he called the disciples.
나를 따라오너라 내가 너희로 사람을 낚는 어부가 되게 하리라.
He says, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
처음부터 제자를 불러 가지고 함께 기도하고 함께 전도하고 함께 훈련하십니다.
From the very beginning, from the very start, he calls together the disciples. He prays with them, evangelizes with them, and he trains them.
진짜 예수님은 제자 삼을 때 일일 삼작 하셨어요.
And when Jesus called together his disciples, he truly did carry out the three masterpieces per day.
새벽 미명에 일어나서 제자들과 함께 기도하십니다.
Because he wakes up early at dawn, he calls together the disciples to pray together with them.
하루 종일 제자들과 함께 하십니다.
And all day long he is together with his disciples.
전도도 하고 귀신도 쫓아내는 권세를 주십니다.
He evangelizes together with them and gives them authority to drive out demons.
밤에도 제자들과 함께 기도하십니다.
And even at night in the evenings he calls together the disciples to pray together with them.
제자들 산에 올라가서 기도할 때 기도할 자리까지 정해줘요.
He went up to the mountains, the hilltop together with the disciples and even designates a place for them to pray.
돌 던질 만큼 떨어져서 기도하십니다.
A distance that is not so far that you could even cast a stone to that place. He tells them to sit there and pray.
왜 돌 던질 만큼 떨어져서 기도하셨을까요?
Why was it a stone's distance away that he instructed them to pray?
마음껏 부르짖고 기도하라고요.
So that they can call out to their heart's content in prayer.
기도시켜놓고 예수님이 기도하는가 안 하는가 확인하라고 돌아다녀 보신 것 같아요.
And then I think that as they were praying, Jesus began to wander in the midst of them to see whether they were praying or not.
근데 한 사람 걸렸어요.
But there was somebody who was caught.
누가 걸렸죠?
Who was caught sleeping?
베드로.
It was Peter.
시험에 들지 않게 깨어 있어 기도해라.
He says, "Be alert and remain vigilant in prayer so that you will not fall into these trials."
챙기는 거요.
And so he's looking after them.
기도하는가 안 하는가 챙긴다니까요.
Looking after them to see whether they're praying or not.
기도 안 하면 시험 든다.
He's saying if you don't pray, then you'll fall into temptation.
우리 다락방 운동은 말씀 운동, 기도 운동, 전도 운동입니다.
The Darakbang movement is a word, prayer, and evangelism movement.
렘넌트를 챙겨야 됩니다.
We must now look after and be accountable for our remnants.
하루에 몇 번씩 챙기자?
How many times a day?
일일 삼작.
Three masterpieces per day.
그 정도 관심을 갖고 기도하고 챙겨야 된다니까요.
In other words, take that much of an interest that you can manage them and look after them.
저는 이 챙겨야 된다는 말씀에 제가 감동받았어요.
I was deeply touched, inspired by these words that I must look after them and be accountable for them.
저에게 전화 주셔가지고 이 메시지 방향 주실 때 그렇게 말씀하시더라니까요.
When Reverend you called me to set for me the direction for the message, that's what he said.
렘넌트님 챙깁니까 안 챙깁니까?
Are we looking after the remnants or not?
대답도 안 하시네.
You're not even responding at all.
옆에 인사 좀 합시다. 렘넌트를 챙깁시다.
Let's tell the person next to us. Let's look after our remnants.
하루에 세 번씩 챙깁시다.
Let's look after them at least three times a day.
하루에 세 번씩 기도합시다.
Three times a day, let's pray.
하루에 세 번씩 힘을 주고 치유합시다.
Let's strengthen them and give them healing three times a day.
그래가지고 뭘 만들어야 돼요? 제자를 만들어야 돼요.
And by doing that, we must raise up disciples.
예수님은 말씀합니다. 요한복음 8장 31절. 자기를 믿는 유대인들에게 말씀합니다.
And Jesus says in John 8:31-32 regarding the Jewish people who believed in him.
너희가 내 말에 거하면 참 제자가 되고.
He says, if you remain in my words, if you dwell within my words, then you are my true disciples.
참 제자가 돼야 돼요.
We must become true disciples.
왜 참 내 제자가 된다고 말씀하셨을까요?
Why does he say then you will become my true disciples?
가짜가 많아요.
Because there are all too many fakes.
우리 렘넌트 이번에 2만 5천 명 모인 가운데 참 제자가 많을까 가짜가 많을까?
So this time for the World Remnant Conference 25,000 participants gathered. Do you think there are more real believers or fake ones?
한번 생각해 봐야 돼요.
You must really consider this.
여러분 교회 렘넌트는 진짜 참 제자가 많을까 가짜가 많을까?
Among the remnants at your own churches, are there far more real disciples or fake disciples?
진짜 언약 잡고 언약의 흐름 속에서 기도하고 응답을 누리는 진짜 제자가 되게 챙겨야 돼요.
We must look after them so that they can be raised up as true disciples who hold on to the covenant, follow the flow of the covenant, pray and receive answers through that.
진짜 제자.
True disciples.
진짜라는 단어를 넣어서 유 목사님이 두 가지 말씀하신다니까요.
And using the word true, Reverend, you spoke about two things.
진짜 제자, 진짜 기도하는 사람.
True disciples and those who truly pray.
사실은 예수님은 3년 동안 제자 훈련, 기도 훈련 하셨어요.
And during Jesus's 3-year earthly ministry, he carried out the disciple movement and he also provided a prayer training.
마지막 훈련이 마가다락방에 열흘 동안 오로지 기도에 힘쓰게 하신 것이죠.
And the final training that he provided was for everybody gathered at Mark's upper room to concentrate in prayer for 10 days.
오로지 기도에 힘쓰고 나니까 성령 충만 받고 그때 진짜 제자가 된 거거든요.
They devoted themselves solely to prayer and after being filled by the Holy Spirit, only then were they able to stand as disciples.
참 제자가 되어야 진리를 알게 될 것이라고 말씀합니다.
And it records that only when you become a true disciple will you come to know the truth.
참 제자 정신 없으면 자기에게 필요한 것만 받아요.
Without the true discipleship mentality, you only receive what is you find necessary.
길이요 진리요 생명이신 오직 그리스도가 안 돼요.
It's not only Christ who is the way and the truth and the life.
예수님의 피, 유월절 양의 피를 통해서 내가 구속함을 받고 하나님의 자녀가 됐다는 확신이 안 생겨요.
You will not be able to come to that conviction and assurance that you have been redeemed as a child of God solely by the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of the Passover lamb.
예수님이 부활하심으로 사망 권세, 마귀 권세 깨뜨리고 나의 왕이 되셨다는 이 진리가 안 깨달아져요.
You will not be able to come to the cognizance of this truth that it is only through the blood of Jesus Christ that you've been set free from death, from all the works of the devil, because Jesus is the King.
진리를 알지니 진리가 너희를 자유롭게 하리라.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
사실 많은 사람이 다락방 운동하면서도 참 자유가 없어요.
And in actuality, there are a lot of people who are partaking in the Dalai Lama movement, and even still, they're not truly free.
올무, 함정, 틀에 매이는 것이 너무 많아요.
They still are caught within their snares, their traps, and their frames.
제일 안타까운 것이 가정 안에 우상, 삼사대까지 내려가는 귀신 세력을 아직도 못 깨뜨리는 사람들이 너무 많아요.
And what's all too frustrating is that there are so many people even now who are not able to break through the idolatry of their family line. They're still caught within the works of the demons for the third and fourth generation.
영육 간에 올무, 함정, 틀이 너무 많아요.
And there are so many spiritual and physical snares and traps.
그런 게 이기려고 생각도 않고 그냥 포기하고 그럭저럭 살아가 버린 사람이 너무 많아요.
There are all too many people who don't even try to overcome this. They're just living their lives any which way, completely having surrendered to this problem.
제자 정신이 없으니까 그래요.
This is because they don't have the discipleship mentality.
예수님은 이 마귀의 세력을 깨뜨리기 위해서 분노하시면서 이 흑암을 꺾으시는데 우리는 마귀에 대해서 분노도 없어요.
And Jesus was so infuriated as he was trying to break through the works of the evil spirits, but we don't even have that kind of rage inside of us.
적당하고 적당하게 타협해 버리고 살아요.
We just compromise just enough so and just continue to live our lives that way.
그러니까 이번에 그렇게 유 목사님이 강조하신 오직 복음, 오직 언약이 안 된다니까요.
And that's why we are not able to go into only gospel, only covenant, which is the very message that Reverend Yu emphasized this time.
응답을 받으려 하지 말고 언약을 잡아라.
Don't try to receive answers, just hold on to the covenant.
응답을 먼저 받으려고 하지 말고 언약을 먼저 잡아라.
Don't try to receive answers in advance, first hold on to the covenant.
그래서 정말 언약 잡는 제자가 돼야 되거든요.
And in doing so, we must truly stand as the disciples who are holding on to God's covenant.
근데 이 제자가 안 되면은 요한복음 8장 43절, 44절이 되버립니다.
But if we don't become these true disciples, and this is the result, John 8:43 and 44.
지금 이 말씀 주신 다음에 이어서 주시는 말씀이거든요.
Right after Jesus speaks the words of John 8:31-32, this is in conjunction with that. He follows that up with John 8:43-44.
너희는 어찌하여 내 말을 들을 줄 모르느냐? 깨닫지 못하느냐?
He says, "Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word."
왜 예수 그리스도의 복음 진리 언약을 들을 줄도 모르고 깨달을 줄도 모르죠?
Why is it that we fail to understand and even hear the words of Jesus Christ's covenant, His word and this truth?
너희는 너희 아비 마귀에게서 나서 그렇다.
Because you are of your father, the devil.
마귀 거짓말에 속아 살고 있다.
And you're living your life being deceived by the devil's lies.
이것이 비극입니다.
And that is a tragedy.
그래서 그래서 모든 사람이 영적 문제에 잡혀서 살고 있어요.
And that is why all people are living their lives surrendering themselves to these spiritual problems.
자유가 없어요.
There's no freedom.
우리는 렘넌트를 제자로 삼아야 될 줄 믿습니다.
We must raise up our remnants as disciples.
제자 삼기 위해서 일일이 삼작해야 한다니까요.
And in order to make disciples, we must do the three masterpieces per day.
어떻게 삼작하라고요?
How can we do that?
이 목사님 뭐라고 말씀하셨다고?
What did Reverend Yu say?
어떻게 관리하고 챙겨야 될 것인가?
How can we manage them? How can we look after them?
오늘 이 단어 하나라도 꼭 기억하고 가십시오.
Just remember at least this word today.
렘넌트를 챙기자.
Let's look after our remnants.
저 옆에 인사합시다. 렘넌트를 관리하고 챙깁시다.
Let's tell the person next to us. Let's manage our remnants. Let's look after them.
일일 삼작으로 관리하고 챙깁시다.
Let's look after them and take care of them through the three masterpieces per day.
안 그러면 이 참 제자가 못 되니까 자유도 없고 이 마귀 올무 함정 틀에서 못 벗어나요.
Otherwise, they will not be able to be set free because they're not true disciples. They will not be able to come out from within the snare and the traps and the frame of Satan.
그래서 두 번째 메시지가 마가복음 16장 15절 20절.
And that's where the second message is Mark 16, 15 to 20.
가서 사람들을 치유해라.
He's saying, go to the peoples and heal them.
영원히 병든 세상.
The world is eternally
영적 상태 포로 노예 흩어진 속국 사탄에 매여 있는 세상이다.
Because this is a world that is completely enslaved to, taken captive as it is within
the
state
없다.
Of being scattered and colonized under Satan. There's nobody who can help them.
우리가 CVDIP로 이 사람들을 렘넌트들을 치유해 줘야 되겠습니다.
And now we must bring healing to these people, to our remnants through the CVDIP.
하나님 주신 언약에 집중해서 절대 불가능에 도전해라.
Concentrate on the God-given covenant and challenge towards what is absolutely impossible.
사실 렘넌트를 제자 삼기 위해서는 도전해야 됩니다.
Now, in actuality, in order for us to raise up our remnants as disciples, we must rise to the challenge.
우리 힘으로 렘넌트 제자 삼아집니까?
By our strength and our capacity, can we raise up our remnants as disciples?
그리스도 하나님 나라 성령 충만 언약을 잡고 불가능에 도전해라니까.
We must hold fast the covenant of Christ, God's kingdom, and only Holy Spirit, and challenge against what is absolutely impossible.
그러면 비전을 주시는데 하나님이 미리 응답을 보여주십니다.
Then God will give to us a vision. He will show us the answers in advance.
진짜 우리 많은 사람들이 기도할 때 보면요. 오만상을 뒤집어 쓰고 불쌍하게 그렇게 기도한 사람 너무 많아요.
When you see a lot of people praying, you see that they're grimacing and cringing with all sorts of frowns on their faces as they're praying.
여러분, 기도합시다. 그러면 여러분, 뭐부터 하죠?
And so when we say, let's pray, what is the first thing you do?
기도합시다. 그러면 인상부터 써요. 주여.
As soon as we say, let's pray, you begin to frown and say, Lord,
불쌍히 여기시옵소서.
Lord, have pity on me.
왜 기도하면 그렇게 오만상을 뒤집어 쓰고 그렇게 불쌍한 폼을 잡습니까?
Why is it that whenever you enter into prayer, the first thing you do is you cringe and you frown and you put on this very sad demeanor?
하나님, 우리가 불쌍해서 기도 응답 주십니까?
Do you think that God will give us answers out of sympathy for us?
항상 기뻐하라, 쉬지 말고 기도하라, 범사에 감사하라.
Be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances.
내가 너를 보배롭고 존귀하게 여기고 너를 사랑한다.
For you are prized and precious in my sight, I love you dearly.
이 비전을 응답을 미리 보여주신다니까요.
Vision means and entails that He will show us the answers in advance.
그러니까 항상 우리가 유 목사님 메시지나 강단 메시지 받을 때, 아 하나님께서 나에게 미리 응답을 보여주시는 말씀이구나. 기뻐하고 감사하면서 기도해야 될 줄로 믿습니다.
And so whenever we receive the pulpit message, Reverend Yu's messages, we must realize that this is the way that God is showing us His answers in advance. Enter into prayer with joy and thanksgiving.
드림은 뭡니까?
Then what is dream?
드림은 은혜의 흐름이라고 말씀합니다.
He explains that dream is the flow of God's grace.
언약이 비전으로 내 속에 강물같이 흘러들어와요.
It's that covenant vision that enters into me like this stream of living water, like a river of living water.
이번에 저는 유 목사님 말씀 가운데 사람은 누구나 다 한 가지 흐름 속에 있다.
This time, Reverend Yu explained that no matter who you are, every single person is following a certain flow.
성령 충만 은혜의 흐름, 말씀 성취, 기도, 응답의 흐름 속에 있는 사람 있고.
There are people who are within the flow of the Holy Spirit, within God's grace, the fulfillment of God's word, the answers to prayer.
세상의 흐름, 육신의 흐름, 어둠의 흐름 속에서 흘러가는 사람도 있어요.
Then there are those who are within the flow of the world, of the physical desires, of the cravings of the world.
여러분 어떤 흐름 속에 있습니까?
Which flow are you inside of?
어떤 흐름 속에서 흘러가고 있습니까?
Which stream do you find yourself in right now?
어떻게 흘러가지도 모르고 그냥 되는 대로 사는 사람도 많아요.
But there are also a lot of people who don't even know which way they're just wandering along. They just live their lives any which way they want.
언약의 흐름, 비전의 흐름, 꿈의 흐름 속에 있어야 돼요.
We must remain within the stream of the covenant, the vision, and the dream.
그 흐름을 확인하고 그 흐름을 만들어 가야 돼요.
We need to confirm that flow, that stream, and we must continue to create it as well.
내가 만든 것이 아니라 성령이 강물같이 흘러 들어온다니까요.
Of course, it is not something that we ourselves create, but that river of living works that the Holy Spirit continues to carry out in me.
아는 사람이 흐름이 끊어져 버려요.
Otherwise, that stream will come to an end.
언약의 흐름, 비전의 흐름, 꿈의 흐름, 기도의 흐름, 감사, 사랑 이런 흐름이 끊어져 버린다니까요.
Otherwise, we see that that stream of the covenant, the vision, the dream, prayer, thanksgiving, joy, all that will come to an end.
이스라엘 나라에는 강이 몇 개 있어요.
There are a few rivers in the nation of Israel.
근데 뭘 보러 강이라 그러냐면 물이 1년 내내 안 끊어지고 흐르는 그런 물은 강이라 그래요.
But how do they define what a river is? A river for them is all year long that river needs to have water that flows.
근데 성령은 강물같이 흘러가는 줄로 믿습니다.
But absolutely for us, the Holy Spirit works just like the river of living water.
그래서 우리는 계속 언약의 흐름, 비전의 흐름, 꿈의 흐름 속에 있어야 되겠습니다.
That is why we ourselves must find ourselves within.
그러면 이미지 절대 능력이 나타나고 우리 절대 목표 237 나라 세계복음화의 시간표에 들어가게 될 줄로 믿습니다.
The flow of the covenant, the vision, the dream, then I, the image will follow where we discover the absolute power and we'll also be able to enter into the absolute goal of the 237 nations and world evangelization.
그래서 사도행전 138 속에 들어갈 수 있기를 바랍니다.
And then I hope that you'll be able to enter into Acts 1, 1, 3, and 8, which is the 138.
이번 렘넌트 운동 이후의 과제가 진짜 138 속에 들어가야 될 것입니다.
The follow-up assignment of the remnant, following the remnant movement this time, must enter into the 138.
저는 초창기에 유 목사님 하신 말씀을 기억합니다.
In the early days of Reverend Yu's ministry, I still recall what he used to say.
왜 전도가 안 되냐?
Why doesn't evangelism take place?
전도 잘 되고 있습니까?
Is evangelism happening very well for you?
전도만 하니까 전도가 안 된다.
You're not able to evangelize because all you're doing is evangelizing.
전도만 하니까 전도가 안 된다.
Because all you're doing is evangelizing, that's why evangelism is not taking place for you.
하나님 다 아시는 거예요. 저 사람이 전도에서 영접시켜 가지고 영접시켜 끝내 버릴 것인가? 계속 다락방 양육을 할 것인가 알고 계신다니까요.
God knows all too well whether you're an individual who will just lead somebody to accept Jesus Christ through evangelism and then end with that or whether you'll lead them to acceptance and then continue to nurture them to the 다락방.
진짜 우리 렘넌트 집회 끝나고 진짜 다락방 운동이 필요합니다.
Through after the World Remnant Conference has now come to an end, what we really need.
다락방이 잘 되고 있습니까?
Is the 다락방 movement, but is 다락방 taking place very well for you right now?
지금 다락방 교회가 다락방이 없어 가고 있어요.
Right now within the 다락방 churches, there's no 다락방 ministry.
왜 다락방이 안 되냐?
Why doesn't that take place?
다락방만 하니까 다락방이 안 된다.
It's not taking place because that's all you're trying to do, just trying to do 다락방s.
따라합시다. 다락방만 하니까 다락방이 안 된다.
Repeat after me. The reason why 다락방 is not taking place is because all we're trying to do is 다락방 ministry.
따라해요. 다시 시작. 그 말이 뭔 말이냐? 이 목사님이 초창기에 말씀하셨죠. 다락방 갈 때는 눈을 두 개를 뜨고 가거라.
So what does that mean? In the early days of his ministry, Reverend Yu explained, when you go out to the 다락방 meeting, have two sets of eyes open.
한 눈은 은혜 받을 사람 찾아서 복음 전해주고 힘을 주고 치유해 줘라.
The first thing is go and see who's there to receive grace and give them the gospel, give them healing and give them grace.
또 한 눈은 갈급한 사람을 찾아라.
And then have a different set of eyes at the same time. See who's thirsting.
갈급한 사람은 영적 문제 시달리는 사람.
Thirsting, those who are thirsting because of spiritual problems.
영적 문제 시달린단 말은 다른 말로 하면은 마귀에게 잡힌 사람이란 말이에요.
So what does it mean that they're afflicted by spiritual problems? In other words, that they're seized by these evil spirits.
영적 문제 시달린 사람은 암만 가서 다락방 가서 복음을 전해도 말을 못 알아들어요.
And those who are afflicted by evil spirits, by these spiritual problems, no matter how much you go to share the gospel with them at the 다락방 meetings,
왜냐하면,
they cannot hear it.
왜냐면 귀신이 잡혀 있으니까요.
Because they're seized by evil spirits.
그러면 그런 사람들이 가서 다락방만 해버리고 가면은 전혀 치유가 안 돼요.
So when you just go to those people and do 다락방 meetings with them, there will be no change that it takes place.
그런 영적 문제 있는 사람은 따로 불러서 1대1로 만나야 돼요.
Call together those with spiritual problems one-on-one and meet them separately.
일단 내가 흑암을 꺾어주고 기도로 힘을 줘야 돼요.
First, you must break down the forces of darkness working in them and through prayer, plant strength in them.
그 사람을 치유해 줘야 돼요.
And you must heal that person.
그 사람하고 나오고 마음이 통하고 기도가 통하고 팀이 돼야 돼요.
And you must be able to connect in prayer with that person, connect in heart with that person. You must become team together.
다시 말하면 1대1로 잘 챙겨주면서 힘을 주고 치유를 해줘야 돼요.
In other words, look after them one-on-one. Continue to heal them as you look after them.
그러면 그 사람하고 나오고 팀이 된다니까요.
Then you'll become a team with that person.
그래서 그 사람이 이제 이 팀이 되고 치유가 되면서 사명자가 되는 거예요.
Then as you have that team and that person receives healing, that person will then become a committed worker.
그래서 다락방 하지 말고 팀 사역을 해야 돼요.
So don't just do 다락방 meetings, but also have the team ministry take place as well.
일대일로 챙겨주는 사역을 해야 돼요.
So you must care at the ministry where you look after that person one-on-one.
그렇게 둘이 만나면 좀 치유가 되는 것 같아도 집에 가면 문제예요.
But then when you meet together one-on-one, it may look as though that person is receiving healing, but when they go back to their homes, that's the problem.
가문에 흐르는 저주, 재앙, 우상, 마귀, 귀신세를 못 이겨 집에 가면.
Because when they go back to their homes, they cannot overcome the idol worship, all the evil spirits that are at work within their family line.
그래서 미션 홈이 필요합니다.
That's why the mission home is needed.
가문에 흐르는 우상, 마귀, 3, 4대까지 내려오는 저주색을 정말 같이 싸워서 이겨야 돼요.
Because together we must fight against the idolatrous forces, against the curses that fall down to the third and fourth generations within the family line together.
그리고 직장 전문 사역을 통해서 그 현장에서 이기도록 또 우리가 영적인 힘을 공급해야 되고.
We must also continue to give spiritual strength so that even in their fields, of their workplaces, they'll be able to gain strength. That's special.
그래서 그 지역에 살아남을 수 있도록 지교회를 세워야 됩니다.
And we must also raise up and plant regional churches so that they can be revived within their regions as well.
지교회는 유목사님 말씀하실 때 제자 공동체다 그랬어요.
And so when Reverend Yu explained regional church, he expressed it as a unity of disciples.
전도 제자들이 함께 모여서 지역의 흑암을 꺾고 하나님 나라를 세워가는 것입니다.
It's a gathering of evangelists and disciples so that they can continue to fight against the forces of darkness and establish God's kingdom in that region.
그래서 하여튼 렘넌트를 잘 챙겨서 다락방만 하지 말고 팀 사역 해가지고 뭘로 키우자? 제자로 키우자 이것입니다.
So we must now look after our remnants, not just simply doing the 다락방 meetings, but also through team ministry. We must raise them up as disciples.
그래서 237과 전도자들이 참 렘넌트 제자 운동을 시작해야 되겠습니다.
That's why the 237 and the evangelists must now begin the true remnant disciple movement.
그래서 렘넌트를 사역자로 키워야 돼요.
And we must raise up our remnants as ministers.
렘넌트를 전도자로 키워야 돼요.
Not only as ministry workers but also as evangelists.
렘넌트를 선교사로 키워야 돼요.
We must raise up our remnants as missionaries.
이번에 어마어마한 메시지가 많이 나왔으니까 저는 기초 메시지만 말씀드립니다.
So many tremendous messages came out this time, so I'm just speaking about the most rudimentary basic message for you.
하여튼 기초가 다예요.
Because the basics is everything.
두 번째로 237과 중직자들입니다.
Number two is 237 and the church officers.
중직자들이 렘넌트를 제자로 키워야 될 것입니다.
Church officers must also raise up our remnants as disciples.
중직자들이 와 있는 렘넌트를 잘 키워라.
Church officers must raise up our remnants who are already here.
중직자들도 렘넌트 한 사람을 작품으로 만들어서 제자를 키워야 될 것입니다.
Church officers make even just one remnant as your masterpiece and raise them up as a disciple.
중직자가 렘넌트를 제자로 키우기 위해서는 집중 기도가 필요합니다.
In order for church officers to raise up our remnants as disciples, concentrated prayer is needed.
렘넌트 제자 하나 키우기 위해서는 그 사람의 영적 문제, 가정, 가문의 흑암, 저주, 재앙 다 물리쳐줘야 되거든요.
Because in order to raise up one remnant disciple, you must fight against all their spiritual problems, all the idolatry, all the curses that are falling down through their family line.
그러려면 기도 외에는 이런 유가 나갈 수 없다 했거든요.
But in order to do that, the only thing that we can use and employ is prayer.
그래서 기도에 집중, 기도로 일일 삼작 렘넌트를 챙겨주시기 바랍니다.
That's why may you really focus in prayer and through prayer have the three masterpieces per day so that you can look after the remnants.
오늘 제목이 그냥 챙겨주는 렘넌트가 된 것 같습니다.
I think that the title for this whole day's sermons that is the objective is the remnant to look after others.
사도행전 2장 9절로 11절도 유 목사님이 이 성경 구절 할 때 통하는 만남이라 그랬어요.
In Acts 2, 9 through 11, Reverend, you explained this as a meeting, an encounter where you're able to have that connection.
그 15 나라 사람이 왔는데 말이 안 통해요.
People came from 15 nations, but they were not able to communicate with one another.
대화가 안 통해요.
They couldn't converse.
그러니까 메시지가 전달이 안 되죠.
So of course they could not relay the message.
그러니까 하나님이 답답하셔요.
And so God was frustrated.
하나님 답답하셔 이 사람들을 통하게 만든단 말이에요.
And so God was so frustrated, He made them come together.
그것이 방언입니다.
And that was through speaking tongues.
방언은 이상한 소리 내는 게 아니고 지방 말이란 말이에요.
And tongues, it's not a strange language or a bizarre thing, but it's actually just a dialect, a regional dialect.
사투리.
In other words, a provincial dialect.
초창기에는 유 목사님이 진한 경상도 사투리로 말씀해가지고 사람들이 많이 못 알아들었어요.
In the early days of his ministry, because Reverend Yu had such a very strong South 경상 South 경상 province dialect,
서울 사람들은 통역을 해줘야 되거든요.
People couldn't understand what he was talking about. They needed an interpreter in Seoul. 네,
근데 저는 다양하게 통역을 안 해도 잘 알아들 수 있었어요.
But strangely enough, I was able to understand his words even without the use of an interpreter.
왜냐면 우리 집이 전라도와 경상도 화계장터 옆에가 우리 집이거든요.
Because actually my hometown was near the Hwage marketplace, which is right located between the Jeolla province and the South Gyeongsang province.
그래서 유 목사님 메시지를 잘 알아듣는 것이 축복이었습니다.
So for me, it was a true blessing for me to understand Reverend Yu's messages so well.
근데 15 나라 사람들은 이게 말이 안 통하니까 소통이 안 돼.
But now in the Bible, because these people from 15 nations could not communicate together, they were not able to have that connection.
그래서 그 15 나라를 선교를 시작하는 하나님의 방법이 방언이었다니까요.
And the method that God used to begin missions to the 15 nations was through speaking tongues.
우리가 렘넌트들과 통하는 만남의 축복을 누리시기를 바랍니다.
May you truly enjoy the blessing of having these meetings and encounters with remnants where you're able to forge this kind of connection.
렘넌트들과 대화가 필요해요.
We need to have these conversations with the remnants.
기도가 필요합니다.
We need prayer with the remnants.
마음이 통하고 가슴이 통하고 사명이 통하고 사랑이 통하는 만남의 축복을 누릴 수 있기를 바랍니다.
May you enjoy the blessing of these meetings where you're able to connect in your thoughts, your heart, and the grace, the love, as well as all of the commission that you have.
이게 중직자들이 해야 될 일이다고요.
And this is what our church officers must do.
우리 중직자들이 렘넌트 몇 명이나 대화가 통하고 마음이 통하고 기도가 통하고 사랑이 통할 거요.
Church officers, with how many remnants are you able to have that connection in terms of your thoughts or your mind or your commission or even the love that you feel?
제자들에게 이제부터는 내가 너희를 종이라 하지 않고 친구로 한다고 말씀하십니다.
And she even said to his disciples, I no longer call you my servants, but you are my friends.
렘넌트들과 친구가 될 수 있기를 바랍니다.
I hope that all of you can become friends with the remnants.
그 다음에 로마서 16장 인물 같은 그런 중직자가 되어야 되겠습니다.
And we must stand as church officers like the individuals of Romans 16.
잘하는 것이니까요. 우리가 렘넌트 보호자가 되어야 됩니다.
You know this very well. We must become the patrons of our remnants.
렘넌트와 동역자가 되어야 되겠습니다.
And we must become fellow workers with our remnants.
렘넌트의 식주인이 되어야 되겠습니다.
And we must become the host for our remnants.
어려움 가운데서 수고하는 자.
And we must become the ones who devote ourselves in the midst of difficulties.
친척 같은 사람.
A people like a brethren or a relative.
사랑하고 인정받는 사람이 되어야 되겠습니다.
Those who are loved and those who are commended.
여러분이 이 로마 심장 일곱 이 제자 가운데 여러분들은 어떤 사람이 되기를 원합니까?
Among these seven types of disciples in Romans 16, what kind of person do you strive to be?
지금까지는 교회를 향해서 세계복음을 향해서 그랬는데 이제 렘넌트를 향해서 나는 어떤 일꾼, 어떤 중직자가 될 것인가 한번 생각해 보셨습니까?
Until now we've considered what kind of church officer we must become for our church and for world evangelization, but have you ever thought once about what kind of church officer you must become for the remnants?
이거 한 가지씩 뜻을 정했어요, 안 정했어요?
Have you set one of these nicknames for yourself or not?
그냥 듣고만 지나가 본 사람 많다니까요.
There are so many people who just listen to it and it just passes by.
저는 이 일곱 가지 중에서 제일 마음에 드는 것이 친척입니다.
Among these seven, what is really to my personal liking is the relative.
친척 같은 제자가 돼야 돼요.
We must become disciples who are like a brethren, who are like a relative.
어떻게 하면 친척 같은 제자가 될까요?
How can we become a disciple who is like a brethren?
쉬워요.
It's very easy.
친한 척 하면 돼요.
Just pretend as though you're close to them.
요즘은 친한 척 해주는 사람도 없어요, 렘넌트들이.
And but these days, even among the remnants, there's nobody who even pretends to be close to me.
좀 옆에 인사합시다. 좀 친한 척 하고 삽시다.
So tell the person next to you, let's at least pretend as though we're close.
친한 척 하다 보면 예수님처럼 친구가 되어져요.
And even if you just pretend to be close, then sooner or later you become like Jesus, where you actually become their friend.
근데 이 친척이란 것은 룻기를 보면요, 굉장히 깊은 뜻이 있습니다.
But this word brethren in the book of Ruth has a very important meaning.
룻기에 있어서 룻의 가장 가까운 친척은 무슨 책임이 있죠?
Because in the book of Ruth, what is the very important responsibility of the kinsman?
기업 물을 자예요.
The person who must carry on that inheritance.
그러니까 보아스보다도 더 가까운 친척이 있었는데 그 친척은 자기가 손해 볼 것 같으니까 기업을 안 물었다는 거예요.
And so there was a person who was actually a closer kinsman than Boaz, but because he didn't want to take hold of the inheritance, he just let go.
기업 물을 자가 돼준 거예요.
But Boaz became the one who would have that anointing.
저 기업 물을 자는 말은 다른 말로 하면 유산을 이어받는다는 뜻입니다.
As the one who will take on that inheritance and carry it on.
여러분 우리가 유산 이어받으면 좋은 겁니까 안 좋은 겁니까?
So is it good for you to have that inheritance or not?
돈 받으니까 좋을 것 같아요.
You think that it's good for you to accumulate wealth?
근데 유산 잘못 이어받으면 그 사람이 빚 부채를 다 감당해야 돼요.
But it's not just the wealth that you acquire, it's 그러니까, also all of the debt that is incurred as well.
루시의 가정은 망한 집안이라 손해 볼 것 같으니까 그 가까운 친척이 기업 물을 자 안 되잖아요.
But because Ruth's family was in financial disarray, that's why the person who was a closer kinsman than Boaz.
루시 기업 물을 자가 돼가지고 보아스가 기업 물을 자가 돼가지고 이 사람이 모든 것을 책임져 주는 거예요.
Didn't want to carry on that inheritance, but Boaz became that kinsman for Ruth so that he could carry on that inheritance for that family.
기업 물을 자란 말을 다른 말로 하면 구속, 속량, 대속. 그런 것이 다 포함되어 있어요.
And so that's why the one who will carry on an inheritance, in other words, is that kind of significance of redemption, of being repaid, of the repayment.
예수 그리스도가 우리의 기업 물을 자가 되어 주신 줄 믿습니다.
So Jesus Christ became the one who will carry on our inheritance in that way.
우리의 저주, 재앙, 멸망 전부 예수님이 담당해 주시고
Because he took upon himself all of our curses, all of our calamities, all of our punishment and destruction.
우리의 인생, 우리의 청춘을 물러주신 줄로 믿습니다.
And he repaid our life. He repaid our youth.
네, 청춘을 새롭게 하옵소서 한 그런 기도입니다.
It's a prayer. Renew my youthful vigor.
옛날 노래자 하자면 청춘을 돌려다오 그런 가사입니다.
And there's an old pop song in Korea as well. Return my youth to me.
그래서 예수님이 우리 기업무를 자가 됐다니까요.
But just like that, that's the kind of role that Jesus Christ has played for us.
이것이 친척의 뜻입니다.
And that's what the word brethren or relative kinsman means.
우리가 렘넌트 한 명을 살리기 위해서 기업무를 자, 구속자, 친구, 속량자 그런 사명감을 갖고 한 명이라도 렘넌트를 살려야 될 줄로 믿습니다.
I believe that we must raise up and save even one remnant with that kind of mindset and that heart to become their redeemer, their friend, the one who repays all this and takes this upon ourselves to raise them up.
237과 렘넌트.
And number three, 237 and the remnant.
렘넌트들. 사도 바울은 17장 1절 회당, 18장 4절 회당. 19장 8절로 10절 전부 회당으로 찾아가서 렘넌트를 찾아냅니다.
We see that Apostle Paul goes into the synagogue in Acts 17, Acts 18, Acts 19 and he raises up finds and raises up the remnants.
찾아간다니까요.
He goes to them.
그래서 우리도 오늘부터 렘넌트를 찾아가는 운동을 시작해야 되겠습니다.
So starting today we too must begin this movement where we go in search of these remnants.
렘넌트를 찾아가서 내가 기업무를 자가 되고 관리하고 챙겨주는 그런 렘넌트 사역자들이 되기를 바랍니다.
We must go in search of these remnants. We must go to them and really take upon ourselves their inheritance. In other words, be accountable for them so that we can look after them and take care of them.
말씀 마칩니다.
I conclude my words.
오늘 목사님 렘넌트 운동 이후가 과제다.
Reverend Yu said that what follows after the remnant movement is our primary assignment.
이제부터 렘넌트를 관리하고 챙겨주면서 찾아가서 제자를 삼는 시간표가 되시기를 바랍니다.
May this now become the time schedule for you to go in search of these remnants so that you can take care of them and look after them and be accountable for them.
우리가 렘넌트를 챙긴 만큼 하나님이 우리를 챙겨 주셔서 세계복음할 응답을 다 주실 줄로 믿습니다.
And raise them up as disciples because as much as we look after our remnants God will look after us and bestow upon us the answers enough to do world evangelization.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님 우리 렘넌트 운동 이후에 렘넌트를 관리하고 챙겨서 제자 삼고 찾아가서 기업무를 자가 되어지고 찾아가서 정말 세계복음화의 일꾼들 제자들을 키울 수 있도록 은혜를 더하여 주옵소서. 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.